Paul Sermon, congratulations. Great knock into the 90s tonight. Really set up the game for Middlesex.
Yeah, I was pleased with the way it went. It's a good start personally and for the team. We just really needed to get a win today, and that's what we did. So we're a pretty happy bunch at the minute.
205-5, what kind of score was that on that track?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously wasn't a bad score, but...
Yeah, I think we were pretty happy with it. I think after the start we got, and then after maybe 14 or 15 overs, we potentially could have pushed on. Yeah. If we had a really good finish, we could have ended up with 220, 230. So yeah. I think they bowled quite well, the death in particular. And I think we're settling for 210 or whatever it was today any day of the week. So we took that, and the way the bowlers came out, bowled aggressively and got wickets up front, that was really pleasing to see.
It was aggressive, wasn't it? It was quite stunning at times, breathtaking, some of the bowling from Finn and Abbott.
Absolutely, yeah, they're two world class bowlers, and to see them on form tonight, both bowling in tandem, and then Tope's coming on as well, it's quite a good trio.
And important to get the victory under the belt, defeat first up at Bristol, home match in front of a very good crowd for May as well.
Yeah, no, 100%, that's one of the biggest I've seen at this time of the year, you're right, and they all got behind us and were chanting away. So we, as we know, 2020 is a one where you need to keep winning and getting a bit of a run, so hopefully that's the start of it.
Strongest Middlesex side you've played in? Because on paper you look at that tonight and think, actually, hold on a minute, that's kicked on a bit in the last couple of years.
That's certainly, it's certainly up there, yeah. I think we've discussed recently about not playing on paper, because we've always had good players and good team. We have bolstered it massively with Franklin and all the overseas, really, Burnsy and who else would it be, and Kyle, so... Yeah. I think it's a really strong squad. We're just looking forward to the rest of the matches and getting out there and hopefully getting wins.
Sussex tomorrow night, it's never going to be easy against Hove.
No, not at all. It's a bit hard place to go, but we'll hopefully back up tonight and get a win.
Batting out there a long while with Owen Morgan, I'm sure you'd have enjoyed that. Would you have had many of opportunities for Middlesex? Because obviously you've been away with Ireland duty at times, he's been away with England.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I always enjoyed batting with Moggy. I think we put on a partnership here against Lancashire as well when we batted, so it's always nice with him at the other end.
But in T20, have you had many partnerships together?
Not really, probably because I'm out too early.
But enjoying it at the top of the innings, because obviously you were down at 3 at a point last year and the year before, but you'll feel to say you have more freedom in those top 6 overs.
Yeah, I just like getting out there and being able to express myself in the first 6, and when it comes off, hopefully that it helps the team, so I'm happy enough where I am at the minute.
And how's the game doing generally? Because obviously you'd be keen to push into that championship side where competition for places is incredible at the moment.
Yeah, as we spoke about, the squad is really bolstered and it's quite a difficult team to get into. So hopefully I'll just get another opportunity when the time arises, and I'll take it. So.
And how much confidence is a massive thing, isn't it, in 2020 to take to Hove tomorrow night?
Yeah, 100%. I think all the lads are ready for it and good to go.